VOA News, I'm Scott Walterman. Ethiopian officials met with an EU commissioner and have secured $680 million in support from the EU.
European Union Commissioner Jutta Urpilainen announced the support following a meeting with Ethiopian Finance Minister Ahmed Shide. The commissioner, who is also taking part in the Horn of Africa Initiative ministerial meeting in Addis Ababa, said the EU is promoting economic integration in the Horn of Africa.
Ethiopia is a strategic partner for the European Union, and today we are able to take important step forward.
The multi-annual indicative program is intended to focus on three priority issues: a green agenda, human development, and peace building. Maya Misakir, VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Prime Minister for Britain, Rishi Sunak, has proposed a ban on younger generations from ever buying cigarettes, a move which would give Britain some of the world's toughest anti-smoking rules. They could phase out smoking among young people almost completely as soon as 2040. UK Conservatives reacted positively.
I do support the policy, and I do support how he was against vaping as well, because vaping is a borderline epidemic in our schools.
That's Conservative member Taran Hari. Denmark considering a similar move. The proposal is to ban sales of tobacco to an age group and keep increasing it every year until it covers everyone. An Israeli prime minister on Wednesday hailed his country's blossoming ties with Saudi Arabia during a visit to Riyadh amid ongoing U.S. brokered negotiations to establish formal relations. Communications Minister Shlomo Kari this week became the second Israeli cabinet member to formally visit the Saudi capital. This is VOA News. Turkey warned Wednesday it